What's up?
Not what much. Is up, my guy?
Absolutely amazing start. this is 30 Dirty and Dying, and that should be so appropriate. That should seem so appropriate now that you've heard us talk. Or not. This is the podcast for millennials, by millennials, aging, sick, sad, existentially dreading millennials.
But also, you can be happy too if you want.
Yeah, like some days, I think that's the whole thing, right? Like some days we're really happy, some days we're really not. And yeah, we're being really, really straightforward about it. Almost too straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what most people on the internet do now anyway.
That's true.
So, fuck it.
Speaking of, I saw a TikTok and they were talking and she was just like, so you, what would you wish for, like, a genie?
Yeah.
But you can't wish for more wishes. You can't wish for someone to... who's dead to, like, come back alive, like, those type of things.
The bangers, the classics.
Right, the classics. So she said, I wish for all my wishes to come true. And then the other person was like, yeah, but don't you ever wish that you're dead? And then the girl's like, no.
Every day?
What do you mean, no?
I think I say that at least once a day. I don't know if I always mean it, like, in a call of numbers sense.
Yeah.
But I say it a lot.
Right, like,
I say specifically, I'm going to kill myself until I'm dead. Which I just, it's just become one of my things. That's like a catchphrase.
Right.
Speaking of, I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
We did not introduce ourselves, but in a way we did. You know?
Our and vibe.
We're doing great. And speaking of dying,
I thought I was dying yesterday.
Yeah, we're having a rough go of it, guys. It's the end of the year almost. We're struggling, mm-hmm. We're tired,
mm-hmm.
And we're gonna fantasize about being dead. No, okay. We talked about doing this before. We always do, like, an episode, almost at least one a season, I feel like, that is, like, let's destigmatize the conversation around death and dying mm-hmm. and grief and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So that's what this one is. This is our token death episode.
But we're not gonna, like... destigmatize it and, like, have, like, a real talk.
No, this we is, don't always.
We're planning our funerals.
Yeah, we're planning our funerals. It's sometimes we do real talks to destigmatize. Sometimes we have too much fun and we get silly.
We're getting silly.
Today's silly day.
Because I don't think I can do much of anything else today other than be silly.
Well, that's what we're here to do. That's why this is our second job.
Yeah, I just came for my first job.
Clocking in as silly geese, you know? And we're going to be dead geese today. No, so we talked about it, like, kind of all season that we were going to plan our funerals. And I think it's at certain points it was more serious and then it just devolved into what you're going to hear today.
Mm-hmm. And I have some pretty good ideas and I'm really excited to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll get into it. But we're going to plan our funerals. I can't even fully tell you what that means yet. We're just going to do it live, you know, or dead if you prefer. Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm running on very little sleep.
She is. And
she's about to have a migraine.
Yeah.
So we're rocking. We're rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling right down a hill. No, like, also very little sleep, too. Like, the last couple nights, I've, like, caught up a little bit. But I told you, last week, I slept for shit. Like, there were nights I think I slept probably, like, 3 hours total.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up. I screamed. I yelled. I flopped. It was like a bad movie, you know? Screams, yells, flops, terrible lines.
Mm-hmm.
Worst delivery ever. Plot made no sense. It was really bad. And Justin also wasn't sleeping well, but he was, like, not even trying. So he was just laying in bed, like, reading and stuff. So he got to see all of it front row.
Man, you really should have just, like, a camera
I don't
in your room
that.
And just, like, record it.
I don't want that.
Be like a Paranormal Activity situation.
Apparently I scream and yell a lot. I don't know. You can ask Justin. He can give you the play-by-play.
Well, anyways, before we plan our funerals and talk about that, we're going to go back in time.
Back in time. All right.
So it's 1990, and one thing that I wanted to talk about, this is a mid-segue. Honestly, it's not the best one I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1990, Sean Combs... a.k.a. Puffy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. convicted felon, was in college at Howard University about to drop out.
In 1990?
Yeah. he was dropping out, I think, and about to start his music career. Bad times. But I wanted to bring that up because I just watched the Diddy doc. I said from the jump, like, that I wasn't going to watch any of the shit about Diddy. Mm-hmm. I mean, the news and stuff is one thing, but, right, like, any of the deep dives.
Yeah, you love a court.
I knew it was going to not go the best.
Right.
Sometimes you just can tell. It was not going to go the best, and clearly it didn't. But I didn't want to watch any of, like, the true crimey deep dives on him. Once I heard that 50 Cent was producing his own, because I was like, that's the only one that's going to be worth watching.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
been talking hate for so long.
He's been mad at him since, like, 1999. And I understand why. But, like,
I wish I had that, like, level of petty, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm going to start trying harder.
Trying to just be like 50 Cent?
Yeah, I think I'm going to aspire to that level of hateration.
I love that.
And holleration in this dancery. Like, I'm going to get on it. Because I'm not meeting my full potential.
No.
But it was scathing, I gotta tell you. It was so... Here's what I liked about it. I won't go into, like, all the detail in the world. I know you didn't watch it.
Yeah, I was busy watching Heated Rivalry.
What's that?
Oh, okay. Do you want me to just really quick?
Really quick, yeah.
Okay, so it's based off of a book. An MM hockey romance.
Oh.
And it is a Canadian show. And HBO picked it up.
Okay.
And it is X-rated.
Oh, shit.
And it is lovely.
Wow.
And I'm obsessed.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Yes.
Well, once you get over it, I would really recommend the Diddy doc. It's so good.
I'll never get over this. It's become a personality.
Well, I mean, once you're, you know, once you're prepared to watch something new.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I liked about it. I liked that, first of all, I've been saying for a very long time that I think that Diddy allegedly killed Tupac, or had Tupac killed. He wouldn't do it himself, but, you know,
well, his hands are slippery with all that,
baby oil. Dude, so much. I know we know that.
Didn't Johnson & Johnson come out and be like, we did not know anything about this?
I think it was Costco. Because somebody said, like, buying, like, the Costco bulk packs, and they were like, no.
No, we had no idea.
But I don't know exactly. Okay. I don't fully remember. But no, they showed, like, a lot of the pictures, like, from the court case of the baby oil, and it's more than I even thought. Also,
Why do you even need that much baby oil?
Well, allegedly, something that they were doing was lacing it with GHB, which is like a date rape drug.
But you don't drink baby oil.
No, but it can absorb through your skin.
Whoa!
Yeah. Also, I mean, you gotta think, if it's like on, and then mouths are on, you know, which apparently was happening a lot. But anyways, like, the first two episodes were really, it's a four episode thing, and the first two episodes were really about, like, his whole background and stuff, and the East-West thing, and Tupac, and basically alleging that he ordered the hit on Tupac, tried to order the hit on Suge Knight, who survived, and that he is almost directly responsible for Biggie Smalls' death, because he brought Biggie out to California after Tupac was killed against warnings. And Biggie was supposed to leave and, like, go do a press tour elsewhere, and he wouldn't let him go. He changed plans at the last second, and that's when he got killed. So, I mean, you could say allegedly that he, because of his, like, own arrogance and ego and wanting to, like, oh, we're out here kind of deal, got Biggie killed. Or, you know, I don't know, maybe he wanted him there for a reason. But
allegedly.
What I liked about it for real was that it really dove into a lot of his motivations, and that he is just at his core a very insecure and terrible person. And the reason that he was so threatened by people like Tupac was because
they're better than him.
They were better than him, and they were talented, and they didn't drink his fucking Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But then also the reason that I liked it as a petty bitch is every picture, every clip that they used made him look so fucking corny. Like, they were the worst pictures that I'm sure they could find. They were terrible clips. And they talked a lot about how he has no talent, which is so fucking true. Like, musically,
I don't know if I've heard a single thing that he's ever done.
Okay, I know you've heard the tribute song to Biggie, that I'll Be Missing You shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible. Like, that's one of the worst things ever. He can't rap. He can't dance. He can't sing. He can't do anything. Every song he's ever been on, which he inserts himself into everything. Like, every Biggie video, he has to be in it. But he wants to be the center of attention. He wants everybody to look at him. Well, hi, we're all looking now at all of it. But, so, it's a great doc. I would really recommend it. And, obviously, 1990 was the beginning of his reign of terror.
You know what else happened in 1990?
What?
The U.S. population reached 249 million.
Wow.
And then the world population, 5.3 billion.
Wow, that seems like a lot. But it's way too many. Yeah, but it's way more now.
Yeah, it's too many now.
Agreed.
The first in-car GPS system.
Yikes, the future.
The future! Photoshop 1.0 was released.
Wow.
This will make us feel really great. The average U.S. home price was $123,000. Yeah. What is it now, like $550,000?
I don't know, I paid like double that for this house.
I paid $60,000 more than that. Solitaire was originally included in early computer programs to help users strengthen their clicking and dragging skills.
Ooh, click me and drag me, daddy. I loved Solitaire. I liked when it would, the bouncies. Yeah.
And you just like watch the whole thing.
I would
thing.
Just watch it until yeah. I get the perfect one.
Yeah.
Until it felt right.
Right.
AKA OCD. What up?
On September 29th in 1990, Washington, D.C.'s National Cathedral was finished.
Wow. I feel like you've said that before, actually.
Have I? Because the construction started in 1907.
Yep. I remember you
Isn't
saying
that. Isn't
that
wild? It blows my mind every time I read it.
I know.
What a fun fact.
It is a fun fact. Hey, feel free to use that at your next fun fact function.
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 Because fun fact. Anyways, yeah. Last fun fact. Hey. Oh, wait, two last fun facts.
Okay, go.
Nickelodeon Studios in Universal Studios, Florida.
Oh, did it open up?
Opened, yep. Ooh. And then Fiddler on the Roof opened on Broadway.
That's nice.
Sounds crazy, no?
Never seen it.
Oh, I love Fiddler on the Roof.
I know a lot of the songs, though, from Gilmore Girls. They do an episode about it. The elementary school is doing a production of Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay.
And none of the kids are good enough, so Kirk is playing Tevye. And, it's right after Luke and Lorelai have broken up for the first time. And she had signed him up to make the sets and she was doing costumes. And he goes every day because he wants to see her so bad. And she doesn't show up because she's doing the costumes at home because she, like, doesn't want to. And he, like, he's looking for her. And then he goes to her house and yells at her for not showing up because, like, a girl tripped on her hem or something. But he just wants to see her.
I went to get my nails done the other day.
Yeah.
And I turned on Gilmore Girls. I'm just like, let's just do something fun, right? Yeah. But as I was watching it, I'm like, you know what? This show really pisses me off.
you gotta unclench. You gotta let it go.
I can't let it go because, like, I used to be able to watch it just like this free, happy Courtney, right? And I just enjoyed it. And I liked Rory. And I liked all of it, right? But now, as an adult, I see through it. And I'm like, okay. This is bullshit.
You
Rory
need to calm
is,
the fuck
Rory's
down.
Rory's the villain.
She's a complex character. Everybody, look. Everybody's like, oh, we want complex female characters. We want complex female characters. But as soon as one of them is not a fucking porcelain-ass doll and makes a mistake, you couldn't even handle Rory. You couldn't even handle Rory being a little bit cheaty and you know...
thinking she was the main character in everyone's story.
Well, she was the main character on the show. All I'm saying is she fucked up and it
she
doesn't
thinks
have
the
to
world
be...
revolves around her.
She's fucked up. She's had redemption arcs just like a complex female character would. If we looked at your life, we'd be like, wow, season 6 Courtney sucked. But I would want to stick with... I did. In real life. And now I can watch you with joy. You're welcome. Anyways, 1990.
Let's go out with music.
Okay, I've got some albums that allegedly came out. Okay. I'm not fact-checking these, so...
Yeah, we don't care.
I just Googled it. Fuck you if it's wrong.
Around 1990 or around.
Yeah, they probably came out in 1990.
Within 1 to 2 years, give us a break.
Yeah, so the debut album, the debut solo album... from Ice Cube came out after he left NWA.
Cool.
So that was good. It's called America's Most Wanted, but the sound in America is 3Ks. You get it, right?
Yeah, like, I get it. Yeah.
Sonic Youth's album Goo came out.
Goo.
Tribe Called Quest, their album People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm.
That's too long.
It's a good album, though.
Okay.
recommend. The Law's self-titled album came out. You know that song, speaking of Gilmore Girls, like, there she goes.
There she goes again.
Yep, that, yep. That one. LL Cool J's album, Mama Said Knock You Out, apparently came out.
Apparently!
The Razor's Edge by AC/DC. Cowboys from Hell by Pantera. I love Pantera.
Okay.
It's funny, I think I've told the story before. So when I was in middle school, I pretended to really love Pantera because this boy that I had a big crush on really loved Pantera. Mm-hmm. He wore a Pantera shirt like every day. Not the same one. He had multiple. But then, you know, I actually listened to them and I was like, no, this is good. I like it a lot. And I became a real fan. And he still didn't like me.
Bummer. But yeah. You gained something that day.
Anywhoozle.
Top Billboard hits, which doesn't necessarily mean that they came out in 1990.
Thank you so much, Courtney.
You're welcome.
For defending me against the haters. Hold On by Wilson Phillips. Hold on for one more day. Somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Bridesmaids.
Oh, yep, yeah, yep, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Pump Up the Jam.
Pump Up the Jam. Pump it up.
I love that song. Hell yeah. We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel was charting.
We Didn't Start the Fire. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson.
I know Rhythm Nation. I can't sing it at the moment, but I got
we
it.
We are a part of the Rhythm Nation. I could see it, like the video.
My sister's fifth grade graduation had that song.
Wow, good for them.
Someone danced to it.
Fifth grade graduation. What the fuck is up with all these graduations? There's preschool graduations. There's fifth grade graduations. There's middle school graduation. I had none of that when I was growing up.
I didn't have a fifth grade graduation.
We didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. And then I had a high school graduation.
I had that one.
And then I had a college graduation.
I had that one. That mm-hmm. seems natural and normal.
Yeah. But I had fifth grade.
I had none of those. Can't Touch This by MC Hammer.
Can't Touch This.
Janie's Got a Gun by Aerosmith.
Elmo's Got a Gun.
That's basically it. Yeah.
Elmo's got a gun, Big Bird's on the run, Sesame Street's not real fun. What made Elmo crack? Was he tired of Big Bird's something?
Do you want to start your own podcast, but you're not sure how to get things going and then keep them going? I'd recommend RSS.com. We've been hosting 30 Dirty and Dying there from the jump, and I can honestly say they've made our entire journey from day one to day right now easy and rewarding. With unlimited audio storage, effortless distribution, real-time analytics, and now dynamic ad insertion, all the resources I need are in one user-friendly place. Plus, they're so supportive and hands-on, it really feels like they want you to succeed and will be on your team. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned podcaster, RSS.com has everything you need to create, grow, and monetize your podcast. Be sure to use the RSS.com affiliate link in our bio to start your podcasting journey the right way. So, welcome to our funerals. Look, I'll just start off right now. I didn't plan this. When I say we planned our funerals.
I planned it.
I don't want to have a funeral.
Neither do I.
I don't want honestly. There to be a funeral. So to me, this is a joke. And I don't mean it to be, like, insensitive of other people doing their funerals.
I didn't make a serious one at all.
No, I don't have much. I mean, maybe we'll talk about some, like, actual death shit to round it out.
That's fine.
But in general, because I don't really want a funeral, so I've never thought about it in a super serial way. That's same. It's probably gonna be mostly jokey. Yeah. And honestly, I don't, this is another precursor to the tone of the conversation for me. I don't like funerals. I don't go to funerals.
Like, none of my family had funerals, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, like...
We didn't have a funeral for Mom, we didn't have a funeral for Grandma, we didn't have one for Uncle Doug. Like, we just didn't do it. Yeah. And I'm perfectly happy with
it. I'm good with it. Like, my Meemaw didn't want a funeral, and we had, like... It wasn't, like, a public funeral. We had, like, a private gathering mm-hmm. of, like, literally just her kids and my cousins and stuff. And I think that was okay, but... That year, I went to, like, a fuck ton of funerals that year. Like, everybody died. I just don't like funerals. I think they're kind of morbid. I think it's weird to... And I'm not insulting people who have funerals. I get it. No. It's very normal.
It's for the living, it's not for the dead.
Exactly. So if this makes you feel comfortable, if this makes you, like, you know, helps your grieving process, I'm not, like, insulting you.
Right.
For me, it doesn't. And for me, it honestly, I think, hinders my grieving process because it feels weird.
Yeah.
And performative and odd. Yes. And, like, let's all just sit in a room and grieve. It seems but also, can grieve the loudest.
Stare at the dead body.
I hate that. I hate that. That's weird. I read Behind the Formaldehyde Curtain when I was like in high school, and I ain't ever been the same since. I don't like it. So most of that stuff, I don't go to funerals now. Like, and me not going to funerals is not reflective of how much I'm grieving that person or right. how much I love that person. You know, over the last, like, in the last year, I had an uncle who passed away, and I really was affected by it, but I didn't go to his funeral. Like, I didn't want to go. That's not how I wanted to spend that. And also, it made more sense for me to stay behind and take care of things so that my mom could go. Mm-hmm. So I felt like the way that I can actually really support is to help that. Mm-hmm. And I just, it's not my thing. But if yeah. I'm not going to the funeral, it doesn't mean I didn't love you.
Right.
So they're just not important to me. So this is going to reflect that.
Yep.
And here we go.
Same. We're on the same page. We're on the same page. I honestly do not want a funeral. No. Now, if people that love me, like, want to get together and just, like, have a party and, yeah. like, talk about me, whether it's good or bad, I don't fucking care. I'm dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's like, fine. If you want to go to a Pizza Hut and have a stuffed crust in my honor, that's cool.
If you just want to read a smut book.
Yeah,
you and know, just think about how I loved it.
Watch something I loved, read something yeah. I love. Like, I don't want a funeral, but I understand that there's very little that I can do to control that at the end of the day. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's what like, it is.
So in all honesty, I don't want to have a funeral, no. but if for some reason I changed my tune, I guess this is what it would look like, mm-hmm. and it's probably going to be fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, why don't you start?
I do have it planned out, and the title is Let's Put the Fun in Funeral.
I love that.
Yes. So I do want to start by saying that this is something that I genuinely, with, like, sincerity, said in, like, middle school and high school.
Okay.
I want to be cremated and have my ashes be put in fireworks so I can blow everyone's mind one more time.
I love you so fucking
with
much.
With the greatest sincerity, I said that, and I believed it.
Cool. Yep.
If that just goes to show who I was as a person back then.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, it's a good idea.
Yeah. But anyways, the first thing I put was, have a closed casket and everyone thinks that I'm in it. But I'm really in the front row, just seated.
I love that.
Yeah.
So scary, though. That's like my worst fear. That's why I don't like funerals, though, because it's like, you take your eye off that dead body for 1 second, it's like, where'd he go?
I'm sitting in the front row.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even the front row, just like kind of somewhere.
Just in the middle?
Just in the room somewhere. Yeah. I'm just sitting, but no one knows.
Standing up over next to the app station.
Oh, yeah, because that's where I would be.
Yeah, for sure. Keep it realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got anything?
Sure. Oh, we're just going
to... Do you want to go back and forth, or do you want me to just do all of
mine? We can go back and forth. Okay, so like...
Because I have quite a few ideas.
In all seriousness, I would like to be cremated.
Mm-hmm.
This is real. However, I do think it would be fun to, like... have a instead of a casket, maybe we can do like
sand art.
Yes. Yes. First, I was also thinking, do you remember those little magnet toys?
Yeah, that like,
and you would put mustaches on dudes and stuff.
Yeah,
what if everybody got one of those with my ashes and you got to write a little message and then throw it in the trash? I don't care, you know. What about that? That'd be sick. And instead, since we don't have a casket to all look at, let's get a moon bounce, you know?
And your ashes are just in there with everyone?
Mixed in with confetti.
Okay.
I would like confetti and glitter in my ashes, and I think I'm serious. Jazz me up. If you're not going to spread me anywhere, which I can't think of anywhere to be spread, I don't fucking care. I do think I'm going to have to think of somewhere, though, because if Justin outlives me, he doesn't like having ashes in the house. Like, the ones that we have, I gotta be real. I think he'd rather just dump me somewhere and bounce. And thanks
in
for
a bouncy house.
Yeah. So I think anything that we can do to spice me up before he puts me wherever is gonna be great. So that's my thought. I think instead of like rows, if we're doing a funeral, mm-hmm. I would like it to be at a Pizza Hut. I know I said that earlier.
The Pizza Hut buffet.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring back the buffet for me.
They do are bringing one it last. Back. Did you hear that?
No. What? Well, I know how I'm gonna die now.
At the Pizza Hut.
But yeah, don't do it at a... I don't want to do it at a funeral home. I don't want it at a church.
So should we just, like, use your ashes like Parmesan cheese?
If you would like. I can't tell you to do that, I don't think, legally. but you do whatever you want.
You're just in the dough.
Yeah, but for real, I don't... If we're having a funeral, I don't want it to be at a traditional funeral place. I want it to be you know, get the basement of a Pizza Hut or something, rent it out, like a sixth grader's birthday party or something. Like, do something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Okay. Instead of music, like, so, like, at the funeral, right?
Yeah.
Instead of music, just have my favorite audiobooks playing. I do have a little twist on that, though, for me.
Okay.
So, instead of, like, a service, right, everyone gets together, and it's like a... Like, there's snacks and, like, drinks.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a good time. Everyone's in their pajamas. You got blankets and pillows.
Ooh, slumber party.
A slumber party, but it's just reading. And you pick a book that I have read.
Yikes.
And everyone just reads a book that I've read.
Out loud or?
No, silently, but you guys can talk about it.
Oh, so book club.
Book club.
That's nice.
Yeah, a book club with snacks and drinks and just remember me because those are the books that I read.
Remember me for who I was.
Yes.
And what I loved. I like that, actually.
Yeah.
I do think that's a nice thing. Okay. Well, since you said music, this is the only thing I've prepared.
Okay.
Like, actually written it down. A while back, I made a playlist, and it was kind of like half a joke, half not, called Play This at My Funeral, Y'all. The y'all is important.
Of course.
Yeah. And I've added to it a little bit, and then once I knew we were going to do this, I rounded her out. And some of them actually are, like, maybe real, like if there was a gathering for a funeral, like this is what I think would not be, this wouldn't suck.
Okay.
This would be music that I actually would like. And some of them are jokes. So I'd like to start the ceremony with Bye 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 by NSYNC.
Perfect. Love
because
that. Bye Bye Bye, you're dead.
Yeah. Also,
you're dead.
Thanks for the memories.
Love that.
Because I'm dead. Thanks for the memories. They weren't so great. Tastes like you, even sweeter. Careless Whisper.
Your by George favorite.
Michael. Yeah, and also, like, I'm never gonna dance again. These guilty feet have got no rhythm. And I told my friend Shannon that I wanted my entire obituary to just be the lyrics of Careless Whisper.
Okay.
So this is, like, full circle. Her work will not be in vain. Kind of serious, I think Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John would be a good funeral song. I also think We'll Meet Again by Johnny Cash would be a good funeral song.
Okay, yeah.
This is half serious, half not. I think I would want Helena by My Chemical Romance to play because
I pronounce it Helena.
Do you? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not.
Because of the music video.
Yeah.
Do you want to, for us to redo that music video?
Like
for
Weekend
you?
At Bernie's?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Just play it on the big screens in the Pizza Hut.
You okay.
Know? I also have Closing Time by Semisonic.
Yeah. Because it's your closing time.
Yep. Wake Me Up When September Ends. Kind of both. I could see it as a funeral song, and also, I love Green Day. Only God Can Judge Me by Tupac, because only God can judge me. I'm You're dead right. now.
Yep.
Go fuck yourself. Don't Trust Me by 303, because it's a fave.
Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. Don't trust a hoe.
Don't trust me. Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds, because ghosts. Yep. Throw My Fist Up. If I'm...
Don't you forget about me.
I also... This isn't serious at all. I also have Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, only because it's the one that starts off with, first off, fuck your bitch in the clip you claim. Because I just think that'd be a fun, like, hey, everybody, welcome to the funeral.
Right.
I also... This is, again, kind of serial. Dog Days Are Over by Florence the Machine, because, like, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we should end. This is my closing song. All Star by Smash Mouth. Because I want, at the peak of your grief, for you all to hear, somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah.
She was looking kinda dumb with a finger in her thumb and the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming
and they don't stop coming and they don't stop coming. Yep. So, yeah, that's my funeral playlist.
I like that.
At the Pizza Hut.
At the Pizza Hut.
I just need to keep bringing that in. And Pizza Hut, this isn't sponsored, but
it could be. For her funeral.
Yep. Hashtag Clarissa's dead at the Pizza Hut. Coupon code stuffed ashes.
Stuffed ashes.
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
I love that. That's so good, though.
Thanks. Pizza Hut, if you're interested.
I could really go for a personal pan pizza right now.
Yeah, I mean, I need to read some books.
I've been reading some books.
I haven't. I'm on my last one for my 40 for the year. I'm ready to do, I know, you. But, like, I can't do, like, 5,000 books. I don't I can't do that.
It's fine.
I have spells. Like, I have spells where I just can't. Mm-hmm. I stop for a while, you know?
Yeah, I had, like, a couple months where I just, like, barely read anything. So it really pissed me off.
Yeah. So, I gotta do one more to get to 40, and I'm gonna try.
I think I need to do one more to get to 110.
Yeah, I, like, bought 3 books just to try and get it going.
Okay. Here's my next one.
Okay.
All right. So there usually is no service when you're cremated. But what if they get to watch my body be cremated?
Ooh.
Do you want to watch my cremation?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. It'd be like going to like dinner and a show.
Yeah. I don't know where I went with this, but I just wrote puzzle. I'm thinking.
Can I guess what you were thinking?
Yes.
I think you meant cut me up. And have people put me back. Is that it?
Yes, really? That is it.
Okay.
I want it to be like a fun little game, right? Yeah. So like, but like not chopping me up in pieces in like the normal sense, like fingers, hands, toes, legs, right? But like random pieces.
Like chunks?
Chunks.
Chunk me, daddy.
Yes.
Put that verbatim in your will, please.
Chunk me, daddy?
Chunk me, daddy.
Okay.
Turn the page.
The 30 Dirty and Dying merch shop is officially open. We've got 30 Dirty and Dying shirts, hoodies, mugs, and more for your sick, sad millennial vibes. Grab yours now and look out for seasonal items and sales at 30dirtypod.com. That's 30dirtypod.com.
One thing I will say, and this is kind of serious, I guess, even though I don't want a funeral, but again, if somebody throws one, I can't help it because I'm dead. I don't want a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking come to my funeral if we weren't friends. And I'm friends with, like, no people. So, you know, it'll be obvious. Don't come to my funeral if we didn't talk. If we didn't talk in the last, like, year, you should not be at my funeral. Honestly. And I feel that way about a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I just, like, again, that's where it gets really performative and shit. Like, mm-hmm. It's not out of, like, oh, I hate you, but it's like, why are you here? You don't care.
You weren't really a part of my life.
It probably took you 2 weeks to find out I was dead. Like, I don't want it to be, like, an event, like a public-facing event. Mm-hmm. I want it to be, like, if it's going to happen, it should just be for the people that actually give a shit that I'm dead. Like, in their day-to-day lives.
Right.
Not just, like, in a general sense. Because there are people that, like, I give a shit that they're dead, but I wouldn't go, like, insert myself into their funeral. Because
right.
We were not close. I did not know them very well, like... So yeah, I feel that way. Also, I would like everyone to have a party favor. I'm thinking...
That's not just your ashes.
I'm thinking crazy straws. I like crazy straws, and you don't see them enough these days.
Okay.
So I think crazy straws. I also think everybody should get a burned CD of my funeral playlist.
I love that. If I'm alive,
yeah.
I will make that happen.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
So yeah, little grab bags to take home with you that mm-hmm. aren't just like a prayer card. Who cares? You know?
You are where you are.
Yeah. Everybody knows. You get a mixed CD. You get a crazy straw. Maybe a keychain that says something I would say. Like, you can go, if you're alive, go through the pod, find some of my greatest hit sayings, put them on keychains or pins or I don't fucking care. And that goes in the grab bag.
Okay. So for my next thing, my death will turn into a real life clue.
Go on.
Okay, so before I die, I'll leave a cryptic note that makes it seem like I was murdered.
Ooh.
I'll be dead, so I don't really care how it plays out.
Like, if someone takes it really seriously
yeah.
and calls the authorities.
Yeah, and, like, there's, like, this whole search. And, like, maybe with throughout my life, maybe starting now because I'm thinking about it right now, I will leave random hints and clues.
Yeah.
Just throughout day-to-day, just, like, whatevs, right?
Yeah.
So, like, my last, on my dying breath, I'll leave one last clue.
Okay.
And then it's up to whoever wants to play along.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. I'll mm-hmm. be Colonel Mustard. Colonel Fuck Me Up Mustard.
That's gonna go on your keychain.
Thank you so much. Oh, man, that's a good one.
Colonel Fuck Me Up Mustard.
Colonel Fuck Me Up Mustard.
At the Pizza Hut.
With the Taco Bell.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I really like that. Speaking of, like, leaving clues and shit.
Yes.
I actually do think, I've been thinking a lot about my will recently. This is low-key real.
I need to write mine.
Yeah, I've been working on a rough draft. But I do think I'm gonna leave some fun, like, look, you know, try, like, scavenger hunts for whoever is handling my estate. which is like $3. I'm gonna leave like a fun scavenger hunt, and I will leave some things in some weird spots.
I love that. Okay,
like
perfect.
It won't all be safety deposit boxes and safes and shit. There will be like,
it's dug in the ground. It's in a box.
Yeah, like Lucius Clay. There's mason jars and shit. But also, it'll be like, find the book with the bird or something and turn to page 394. I don't know. It would be fun. So I think I'm definitely gonna do that. And I also think it would be fun if we had a reading of the will, if I have the means that anyone gives a shit.
I obviously give a shit because I'm going to make these burn CDs and all that.
You'll need to be compensated.
Yep.
But it would be fun if people got to guess what I'm gonna give them.
I love that.
Like, oh, I think I'm gonna get her book collection. No, but here are some spoons. Stuff like that. Especially since I don't have kids and since I'm not gonna have kids, it's like, I could really get fucking stupid with this.
Yeah, but I have nieces, so, like, they'll get stuff.
I guess, yeah.
Well, you also have, like, a stepson.
Yeah, but legally, I mean, I'll be able to get a little creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
I do think if I had any kind of money at the end of my life, like, yeah. I'd want to give a lot of my, like, estate to charity.
Yeah.
And to any animals. I have very specific instructions written out about what happens to my animals, too.
Well, that's to say that you have animals when you die.
I probably will. Die tomorrow, you know what I mean? So I think about it like that.
You could die right now.
I could. She's still here.
Sorry.
But yeah, I have really specific instructions, and this is real, about like what happens to my animals. And one thing is that if I don't die at home, like if I die, my animals have to be given a chance to see my body before I'm taken anywhere, like to like a crematorium or whatever.
So then I can watch your body turn to ash.
Yeah, for sure. Private showing.
Yay.
Champagne room. But no, I really do. I want them to be able to see my body, to understand, because they'll know, they'll understand that I'm dead and that I didn't just leave and not come back.
I don't want to think about that.
I feel, well, I made Maisie, and I mean this for all of my animals, but Maisie and me in particular, you know, she's like my soul pet.
Mm-hmm.
And I made Maisie a promise at a really wild time in my life when I had to leave her and come back to get her. I was leaving the guy I was dating, blah, blah, blah. And I said to her, like, I'm never going to leave you behind. I'm never leaving you behind. I'll always come back for you. And I feel like she understood me. And maybe she didn't. People could say I'm crazy, but I don't think I am. So if I'm not coming back, she, all of my animals, but really also her, she needs to know why.
Mm-hmm.
So I need them to see my body and to know that I'm dead. So that they don't feel like I abandoned them and wonder where I am.
Right.
So, yeah. And then I very much feel that I don't want them to go back into a shelter at all.
Right. That's not fair.
Yeah.
I also wouldn't want mine to go back to a shelter.
Yeah. So I have some very specific instructions on who would care for my animals in XYZ situation. So a lot of the death stuff I have thought about.
Yeah.
It's just the funeral is like, who fucking cares?
Right. My last one.
Go for it.
Death cruise.
You're going to have to explain.
Okay. So I either, A, plan my death around a cruise. Whatever happens after that, I don't care. I just want to be on the cruise. Two, my ashes be brought on the cruise.
And in the ocean?
So it's my last cruise, right? So like my death cruise. I'm in ashes on the cruise ship.
Ashes to ashes.
Yep. And then maybe spread out somewhere. I don't fucking care.
In the ocean?
Sure. Into the ocean end at all.
Hell yeah. That should be on both of our funeral playlists. What do you mean? But no, okay, so now I do have a question about the death cruise.
Yes.
So you're saying that, like, you would treat a cruise as your own personal hospice?
Yes.
Okay. Can you do that legally? Like, is that allowed?
I mean, yeah, people die on cruises all the time. That's why they have a morgue.
Okay. Do you have to, like, pass any, like, to go on a cruise, like any physicals or anything?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I've never been on one.
Yeah, like they'll give you like a health assessment quiz and you just have to hit yes.
So you could be like, I need to drag all my equipment because it's keeping me
here.
Well,
what if I'm not like on anything? I just know that like I'm about to go.
Yeah.
So there's like, you have like 2 months. I'm going to plan it out accordingly.
You can't know exactly that's going to happen. I mean, that's an estimate.
But I do. See, here's the thing. Grandma was estimated a year. She died in 4 days.
Okay, so what if you plan your cruise?
Because all family was there. She was ready to... She gave up. She was ready to go, so she died.
Okay.
I will be ready to go at my cruise.
So you're going to kill yourself is what you're
telling God only knows.
If it's the last day of your cruise and you still haven't died of natural causes, you will
suffocate
die.
Me. Suffocate me.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But yeah, I want to die on a cruise or be brought in ashes on a cruise.
I feel that.
Into the ocean at all.
Yeah. I also think it would be fun as the after parties, if you will. You know how people make those cameos now? Like, you know how
the videos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun to do some of those and have them sent to people, but like scheduled to go out, like maybe a while.
Hey, you're getting this. I'm dead.
Yeah.
Here's your cameo.
You went to the funeral. You got your pizza. You got your crazy straw. It's been a few weeks. And then you get an email from me.
I don't have any more funeral things, but to wrap this up.
Spotify Wrapped. Yeah, we're going to end this with our Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, because I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. Ever since Bo Burnham's Inside.
Yeah.
He has been in my top, and because 21 Pilots came out with a new album last year and this year, that is all, right? Yeah. That is all I've listened to.
Right.
So near October, November, I'm just like, shit.
I gotta start listening.
I have to listen to Bo Burnham. I can't leave him out. This is a thing now.
Yeah.
I overcompensated, and it is my number one album.
I didn't see that. Oh my god.
Yes. So
let's just go through the slides.
Okay. So how many minutes of music did you listen to?
31,812. That's 22 days, apparently.
I'm 24,020. 16 days, apparently.
Nice.
355 genres.
208 genres.
I listen to more music.
What were your top genres?
Alternative rock.
That was my top one too.
Pop rap.
No.
Emo.
No.
Comedy.
No.
Trap metal.
Okay. Yep. You lost me. Alternative rock was my top one. Mm-hmm. Americana. Baroque pop. I'm not even sure what that is. Mm. Oldies.
Love it.
And hip hop.
Okay. Age is just a number.
Yeah.
So don't take it personally.
What was yours?
23.
68.
My sister was 80.
That makes sense. Doesn't she listen to like, oh, like that kind of shit? Like
classical?
Choral chambers and shit?
Yes. Yeah, so 23, listening to the late 2010s. Your taste mine is was trending.
Listening to music from the early 70s. You're an old soul. I listen to a lot of Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
I listened to 3,791 songs this year.
953. I know what I like, and I do it up good.
Did you guess your correct top song?
I didn't. I guessed that it would be The Harvest by Tyler Childers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan. So
I guessed The Contract by 21 Pilots, and that was correct.
Yeah. The reason, so I'll just say right now, a lot of my top songs, I have some songs that are on like playlists I made for things I wrote mm-hmm. this year. And those two songs were kind of like pretty heavy repeats for what I was writing earlier this year.
Gotcha.
So that's why I was like, it's got to be one of those two.
So how many times did you listen to that top song?
30 times.
45.
Nice. What were your other top songs?
Okay, so number one, The Contract. Number two, Drum Show, 21 Pilots.
Okay.
Number three, Satanized, Ghost.
Whoa.
Number four, The Line, 21 Pilots. Number five, Tear My Heart, 21 Pilots.
Okay.
How the Ghost got up in there? Who knows?
Spooky. Number one, Something in the Orange. Number two was The Harvest. So I told you, it was one yep. of those two. The Road by Boyz II Men. It's my migraine song. It has a nice, like, steady, so I can, like relax my neck.
Okay.
It's weird. Four was Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. And five was Charleston Girl by Tyler Childers.
Nice. How many albums did you listen to?
Four?
31.
Wow. So mine was Everybody Scream by Florence and the Machine. And I listened to it for 63 minutes, apparently, which I think is low. I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, 350 minutes I listened to Bo Burnham's Inside. Yeah.
Second was Snipe Hunter, which was Tyler Childers' new album this year.
How many minutes did you do with your top artist, and what percentage of the global fans were you?
490 minutes of Florence and the Machine, and I'm a top 1% global fan.
I had 2,972 minutes with 21 Pilots, and I'm a 0.3% global fan.
Wow, good for you. Good shit, guys. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. We're really sorry about it, but this is what our funerals would be like. We recommend you don't go.
We recommend that no one has a funeral for us.
Yeah, if you're a loved one of mine listening, first of all, really sorry. Second of all, don't, have a night in. Get a stuffed crust pizza. I can't stress that enough.
I love stuffed crust. Although I prefer to just eat the crust, not the pizza.
I like all of it. I'll eat the whole thing right now. If that's what I have to do to get a brand deal Pizza Hut, I'll do it.
Pizza Daddy's.
Yeah, make sure you comment down below what you think should be on my death keychain.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
The painter on the ranch.